Sorry, Jimmy. I apologize.
My knee hurts.
Oh, you're good? Okay, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a great episode today. I'm your host, Joe Bates. I apologize for the delay here. On Facebook Live, people, I'm going to kind of read your comments if I can. You're a little bit distance away. But today's episode, I got a lot of Chocola in my system. Most overrated occupation, folks. The most overrated occupation.
This podcaster owner.
Yeah, it should be podcaster. I should be definitely on this. But again, we got a great show. I play the theme song here, but I'm using my phone for some camera. So just imagine a theme song where somebody strums a guitar and in a weird country voice says, "Thank you very much," with Joe Bates. And then I point to myself. That all happened. It was great. Folks, most overrated occupations today's episode with our two guest experts. To the right of me, we have a middle school guidance counselor, Jimmy Roberson.
Hello.
Jimmy, thank you so much for coming to the show. I apologize. I apologize for the little bit delay there, but thank you so much. As a guidance counselor at a middle school, do you assume that kids should know what job they should have by eighth grade?
No.
So what would you say your job is?
I just tell them stuff I wish I would have done.
Just like living a wild life, having a grand old time.
Yeah.
Asking that girl out that you never had the balls to ask out.
Yeah, stuff like that.
The kids, do you think the kids learn from it, or do you think the kids are a little bit scared of you?
I think they like me.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And to the left of me, folks, we have an alternative life coach, Mr. Jeff Oskay, everybody.
Wow. Thank you.
Jeff, what's alternative life coach mean?
Basically, I coach people who don't fit into the norms of society. Your podcasters, your comedians, your artists, people who like to do stained glass. Maybe I would be the one who would maybe point them in that direction. If your mom is like a hippie, then you would probably come to me and I would give you, like, she would hire me and pay me way too much money or barter out for yoga lessons. And
then I like that too much money and yoga lessons are the same value.
You'd be surprised. I have about 17 years of free yoga lessons coming to me for some. I not everyone knows this, but I'm one of the I helped little Tommy Richardson find his love of the pan flute, and he's mastering the third world country market of pan fluting right now. And if it weren't for me,
yeah, so just just more Americans taking Nicaraguan jobs. I say, Jesus Christ,
it's the new Trump America.
It's the new Trump America. We put a pan flute in everybody's mouth,
a pan flute in everyone's mouth, and a cup on every woman. That's the new Trump America.
Well, this is going to be a fun episode, folks. I believe in it. But no, most overrated occupation. Damon Ferguson saying lawyer most overrated. Well, Damon, thanks for bringing that up, because I'm about to tell you the list. The list behind me of the most overrated occupation: doctor, lawyer, notary, consultant, comedian, chef, comptroller, cop, actor, pro athlete, and pharmacist, folks. This is our list that we're going to be talking about. Jimmy, I got to ask you, when you are deciding what's the most overrated occupation, what's your criteria? What are you basing that off of?
And I'm not real sure, to be honest with you, because I think that there's most of them have some great things. But like, for example, just to clear up some confusion, notary, I want to say that's got to be the least overrated, because I've never heard anyone say that they want to be a notary.
It's an overratedness based on how desperate people want to be something and then what they actually are at the end of the day.
Sure. Yeah,
I see. So like architect probably would have been a good one to have on here, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jeff, what about you? What are you basing your criteria on how you decide what the most overrated occupation is?
I'm basing mine strictly on what people respect as an occupation and if I respect it or not.
So it's the respect gap.
Yeah, like what level, for example, everyone respects a doctor. I don't fucking respect a doctor at all. So to me, that's an over.
Does this include surgeons or you?
No, I do. I respect the hell out of a surgeon. Okay.
I just want to make sure.
Your general practice doctor, no respect for him. None.
I'm with you.
I just lost my doctor audience. okay, so we're going to go through the list. We'll do a veto round, each one. Each one of us goes one at a time to take something off the list. And as always, we'll start with the youngest person here. Jeff, what do you want to take off the list?
He's actually older than me, I think.
All right.
It's just a joke. He likes to call me old.
I'm gonna steal Jimmy's notary. I don't think
notary really.
I don't think anybody's like. I don't think any guy in the history of life, and I could be wrong, has ever been like at a bar and used that to get some pussy.
Well,
like,
if a girl
I don't
needs-
think any dude's been like, hey, if you need to fucking close on your car, I got a stamp in my car. We could go out there. I could put the little stamp on while you're giving me a handy. Like, I don't think that's happened.
You don't think anyone's so notarized themselves in the
just
some
vagina.
Yeah.
Not
a,
let me I'll just stamp your ass real quick and then...
Yes. Well, it's more of a press. It would hurt. I don't know if you've ever had anything notarized before. It's not really a stamp.
I had a fake ID.
Like,
that's how I got
press.
A fake ID when I was 18. There was somebody's dad had a notary.
Yeah, the notary.
And so they would make birth certificates. And then
wait, how deep into this fake ID were you going?
Real deep. Like my tombstone is gonna be wrong.
You guys broke so many different laws. Like the fact you guys forged like government documents and then used a notarized stamp that you stole to thus make those valid. That's fantastic.
I just imagine Jimmy has this getaway packet. Any moment you
because
can disappear.
Because the fake IDs were real IDs. We got real. We took the notarized thing to the DMV and got
actual.
So we had real
IDs,
so they could fucking run it and check it, and we were good. But the guy that was doing it got cocky and started went to IU, and he just started taking orders like from people. He was doing like hundreds of these at a time. With his dad's notary thing, and then got busted by the FBI.
Ooh.
I was 21 by then. I didn't really care.
what happened to him?
Yeah,
in jail?
I want to know the outcome.
He was a really rich kid, so he went to jail, but not for very long.
For the afternoon until his dad bailed him out and hired a lawyer.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. He's really rich because he sold all those licenses, so he's able to pay his way out of jail.
Right. Well, his dad.
Yeah, probably. Notary. I guess notaries pay. All right, notary, taking off. Off the list. I apologize. My marker is dying. Jimmy, you're up next. What are you taking off the list?
That's most overrated.
Yes, Jimmy. I feel like I've said this to you.
Comptroller.
You're taking comptroller off. Why comptroller, Jimmy?
Well, because we had to Google it.
What was it exactly? Because I have no idea.
I was correct. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, it's a fancy
accountant.
Gotcha.
That oversees the financial department of a business.
So just basically just.
I don't even know how it got on there. Like, I've known like three people in my life who were comptrollers, and they were all like.
Well,
just because I worked at a company that had a comptroller. Like,
well, the person who suggested it was the person who was supposed to be on today's episode was old Lucas Waterfill, who apparently came down with some sort of flu, or as I call it, nerves.
Has he not done one before?
No, he keeps asking me to do one. Next thing, he gets a chance to be on one.
I got to be honest, all morning I came up with a good 19, 20 excuses to back out. Since I asked you if I could do your podcast, the only time I've ever done that, and I felt pathetic, I figured that would be an even bigger
thing. Yeah, that would be...
Hey, do you have me on your podcast? Yeah, I'm going to cancel day off. I figured, even for me,
that's
not a
that's always
I
good
tell
for
you,
my
I'm
podcast.
I'm shocked that you showed up.
Thank you.
I got the I'll be 20 late. And I was like, okay, he's going to be here at 3 p.m. I guess we'll just.
As long as you catch me in the first like 3 weeks of the new year when I'm trying to do better, then I'll be there. Like, if this was next month, I would have totally called in.
I'm glad I helped you the resolutions there, Jeff.
And I'll have you know this. The reason I was late, I pulled out, I'm using my GPS, and my phone goes down. And I was like, oh, this is a sign. I'm not supposed to do it. And I sat on the side of the road and waited for it to reload and then brought my sweet ass here.
Jeff, thank you so much. I can't imagine a nicer person than Jeff Oskey.
Yeah. And he got all dressed up and everything.
I did.
Well, it's the alternative lifestyle. You know?
I put on all these fresh today.
Oh, good.
This isn't really all clean. Clothes.
They're all clean. They're all fresh. I didn't just get out of bed and come this way.
I did ask if Willie Bostic could be on. I thought Jeff and Willie would have been really good for most overrated occupation.
I don't know. I think Jimmy's up there.
By the way, if anybody's wondering why I'm back on the show again, it's because a bunch of people canceled, I guess.
You're the second person to be on twice. The last time was your episode with Gwen Sunkel. She came on twice to fill in for some dropouts. So,
okay, good.
Jimmy, just be thankful that you're on the show. And folks,
wow,
yeah, that's
I came across bad there. In retrospect, I meant it. and today I'm gonna be up next on the veto thing, folks. Taking one off the list. Reverend C. Bennett Hoffman. Saying comedian. It is on the list, folks. It is one of the ones on the list. And actually, I'm going through what's most overrated right now, and I don't think it's that overrated. You know, I'm gonna give it to a consultant. I'm taking consultant off the list. They get charged way too much money. I'm a consultant myself. We get charged way over the
top. How do you get to be a consultant? I think that's why it's so overrated, is that everyone wants to be a consultant, but yeah, no one knows how to become a consultant.
Yeah. Well, there's so many different types of consultants. I started off as a civil engineer, ended up with an engineering consultancy firm. So if someone needed engineering work, they would call a company to do the engineering work for them. Mm. So basically, it's that a consultant is just like it's a service job. It's like if you hire a maid, but it's like
shit that you just pay them for.
Yeah, specialized people that you pay because you don't want to trust Becky over there to do it.
So I need to learn something.
Learn something real good.
Hmm.
Technically, as an alternative life coach, you are a consultant.
I don't feel like a consultant. I don't feel like it paid like a consultant. Like, consultants seem like people are like, oh, I left the company that hired me back as a consultant. Now I make fucking $90,000 a year instead of $40,000 a year. I only got to work 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Like, how?
It's not a lot of work. Yeah. It's not a lot of work, but it takes a while to get there. Then you get there, then they're like, oh, yeah, that guy, he charges $300 an hour, even though technically, he's not really doing that much.
Maybe we should change it to jobs I'm most jealous of. Consultant would be right
up there. Yeah, be up there. Yeah. So that's actually not that overrated to me, actually, now that we talked about it. But.
Okay, awesome. We're down to eight. Doctor, lawyer, comedian, chef, cop, actor, pro athlete, and pharmacist. Folks, those are our final eight. My brother is saying comedian is by far the most overrated. Specified, not shooters with no accountability.
What without accountability? Wait,
that just got very Illuminati. I mean,
shitters, shivers, it doesn't matter. Thanks, Dan. Thanks, brother. I appreciate comedian most overrated. All right, we're done with the first round. Go another round of veto. Jeff, what's another one you want to take off the list? It gets more difficult as the list dwindles.
Oh, I'm going to say lawyer.
Lawyer? Really?
Yeah, I think that, like, have you ever had to sign some law forms? Like,
yes.
You got to learn how to write a bunch of words that, like, don't make sense and go in order and, like,
yeah,
shit's got to be crossed and shit. Like, it seems like a lot of hard work.
It just because there's so many contract based things, and the contracts are all written by lawyers,
right? So yeah, so I would say lawyers are a hard job.
Yeah, but they made it a necessary job by putting all this fine print and all these other things in there. They're the reasons they're not overrated. Like, they went in, added all this contract talk that you don't understand. You had to hire one of them. Like, yeah, I wrote that. I understand everything.
Yeah,
they're assholes.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, like, the times I've needed a lawyer, I'm always like, oh, I'm glad I had a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, I'm never like, oh, I probably could have handled that in-house.
No. I could have. Why don't I represent myself? Yeah, this time?
I could have filed those 9 motions. How hard is it to write a motion? Like, I learned that in 4th grade in motion writing class. Like, that shouldn't be any problem. So I don't think that's... Plus, I can't, like, Google my answer. Like, with doctor, I can be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, here's the problem. Whereas, like, lawyer, I Google it, and they're like, hire a fucking lawyer. Like, that's the answer. Like,
yeah.
The other shit you can handle on your own.
Yeah, they're pretty necessary.
I would say necessary. I don't think it's overrated.
Actually, Damon Ferguson, who is a lawyer, said, I'm saying that they're assholes.
Well, I'm not saying they aren't assholes, but I'm saying that they are it's not overrated. Like, I think it's a
necessary evil.
I think it's a good job. Like, I wish I would have stayed in school and became a lawyer. Like, that seems like...
Well, you know, they're like
some good shit to know. You get pulled over and the cop's like, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you. Here, I'm going to cite some shit. You're going to step the fuck back. That seems like some good knowledge to have.
They had one of my friends who was a lawyer down in Houston. He was telling me that when they graduated, the class agreed that they come up with a password. So they got pulled over in a cop, because every time a cop pulls you over, they have to call a lawyer at the house, like if that's your attorney or somebody, and say like, hey, we got this person. Is it good? We can bring them in. And they say, yeah. He goes, well, they came over the password when the cop makes the call. They go, eggplant! Eggplant! So like, that person will hear the password and say, hey, let that guy go.
Really?
Yeah. So if you can figure out that password.
Then I can get out of anything.
If they hear you. I mean, there's a lot of things that have to go right there.
Well, and I mean, there are different kinds of lawyer, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Patent law seems to be boring.
Yeah, or like I dated a lawyer who, she was a Social Security lawyer, and that was not fun to talk about. Yeah. But then I dated a lawyer who was like a criminal defense who hated cops, and she was the most exciting person to talk to. Like, she always had some great shit. Like, I love that. Like, but yeah, the Social Security lawyer.
Just see Jeff yawning, and then the other one, Jeff.
Oh, I was just like, and then what happened? Did you tell them to go fuck themselves? Oh, yes. Tell me more. That was a huge turn on. My current girlfriend's gonna be like, oh great, go fucking date a lawyer then, you dick.
And you're like, I can't.
I love great stories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, here's someone who meets the scum of society all day long. So they have a new great story every day. Like, that's fun to talk to.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to be with, but like some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good people to have in your life.
And you were also just saying, better to listen to than Social Security.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
yeah.
You know, there's some really interesting things. No,
I'm just trying to save you from your girlfriend.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yeah.
But no one can beat who you currently have, you know?
Like, exactly.
The old saying they made up. Jimmy, you're up. I can see you feel like you're getting a little bit excited. I'm excited to see what you think. Warm.
Taking off my coat, I mean business now. When the life coach takes off his hoodie, you know he's getting down to fitness.
How about fucking chef?
Fucking chef. You're saying not overrated. One, the person who brought chef is Isaac Lanford. Very adamant that a chef was an overrated job.
It was overrated?
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
You agree?
I agree. But yeah. I wouldn't say it's more overrated than what's left on the board. I fucking hate a chef. Oh my God. You pretentious fucking you dickwad. Yeah,
I think I'm doing it wrong because that's what I mean. Like I think that is overrated. So I guess maybe I should leave that there. Like,
yeah, so what's not the winner should be the most overrated one. Okay. So when you take one off, it can't win no more.
Right. Okay. It can't win no more.
Can't win no more.
So how you have to explain things to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna just subtly go to a second grade reading level as I speak to you.
Thanks.
Such a nice host.
Yeah, C word, cool. Say no. Word, no win, no more.
You know, I'm still in not good on the way here. And now it's just.
I hope you feel bad. Yeah, you're ruining this.
Yeah. You're ruining my life.
Dave Dugan.
Not overrated. Pro athlete.
Yeah,
Because although I will say short lifespan there, like at least with the career and the window to make all of the money, but that's got to be a lot of fun, right?
What, being a pro athlete?
Yeah. I mean, they put a lot of time and work and effort into where they are. Right. Probably more
for
so
a couple
than
months out of every year.
Yeah.
But before that.
They work out their whole life. And then
but really, in all honesty – If you're an athlete who's good going through school, like your life's you have a lot of shit to make it. Like if every day I showed up at school and everyone's like, "Oh my God, it's him," and all the girls want to fucking make out with you, and all the teachers kiss your ass, like that's pretty good motivation to continue to do well in sports.
I love
like,
that.
It's never a bad payoff for being good at sports.
I love that you just said the phrase, all the ladies want to fucking make out with you. Like, you use the word
fucking. Even at fourth grade level, you're still a stud the whole way through school if you're good at sports.
You can just walk into a hospital and make a bunch of dying kids dream come true. Yeah. Anytime you want.
Anytime you, I'm gonna make that kid dream.
I'm having a bad day.
Anytime you're feeling go down, to the hospital, you just call your make a wish agent.
Your make a wish agent.
What a weird guy to just have. They have one for each person.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Anytime I felt bad, I was.
Yeah, I have my manager. I have my comedy agent. I have my acting agent. I have my make a wish agent.
You can just walk into a hospital and just be, hey, kid, you know who I am? Yeah. Get excited.
Yeah, I'm the one they named the hospital after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Right, Jeff Oskey Hospital.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a memorial hospital.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's way – I would say it's the most overpaid occupation.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that it's in this country that these people make $1 billion to throw shit and kick shit. They do it really well, though.
Yeah. Also, our grown-up friends buy other grown men's jerseys with their name on the back.
I don't I'm perplexed. And maybe it's because I always sucked at sports. Yeah. Maybe if I was good at them, I would be more pro sport. Yeah. But I'm just all of this money to fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grown ass men. Where my favorite is
I've got a few jerseys upstairs. Should I not mention?
No, my favorite. At least you're in shape. my favorite is you see some fucking fat dude in a Peyton Manning jersey. Like, if I was Manning, I'd go over and be like, you know how fucking hard I work every day to not have that body? Yeah. Take that fucking shirt off and go put on a Jeff Saturday shirt. Don't fucking take my shirt off, you dick.
I love that now you're on the pro athlete side. Like, you somehow keep going back and forth.
That's part of being an alternative life coach. You gotta try to see it from every angle.
I would agree overpaid. I think a couple of them you could say is overpaid as well. Actor.
There's a big scale there. Not actors don't make any money.
No, there's a lot of athletes that are playing the European league that are making $20K. You know, to you, a pro athlete is the NFL, NBA.
To me, $20K would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're taking 20K, if you're getting 20K and destroying your body at the same time.
Yeah. Just football, really. Like, other sports, you're not really destroying them, I guess.
Okay.
As much, anyway.
Baseball, not so much, I would say that.
No.
Okay, so are you sticking with pro athlete, or are you changing your answer?
No, we'll stick with it.
Stick with it. Pro athlete off the list, folks. Taking it off. Now I'm up.
Now do we go to a speed round or something?
I was going to take one off.
We just get a marker and just battle each other and cross one out.
We set up a dart game from a distance, and if you hit one, that's off the list.
It's off.
So be careful. I'm next. I'll get the last veto here. Most overrated. You know, it's tough. And here's the deal. I don't know.
Is anybody watching?
Yeah, we've got.
There's like four people.
There's five people. We've got about 99 views on VidChat, 45 likes there. We're doing all right, guys. We're
feeling good.
Causing a fervor amongst people on the internet.
We're having a good time.
Are we?
You guys are.
I'm taking comedian off the list, and the reason is I think like the conversation we just had with a pro athlete.
Yeah.
Like I would say, an actor is worse than a comedian as a most overrated job, because a majority of comedians get paid less than I would say actors. So that's my thought process here. And a comedian can be an actor.
Right.
There's more.
Well, for the record, there's a shit ton of actors going around being comedians.
That's fair.
Check your local club.
check your local club. Rob Schneider will be opening for Pauly Shore. And
I would go see that show. I would. Me and Pauly were friends.
Oh,
you're the only one that's liked him.
Oh, when I say we're friends, I fucking hate him. Oh. I got into a yelling match with Pauly Shore at a strip club parking lot at 3 a.m. on a fucking Thursday. Seriously, not even a weekend argument. The thing was, it started off as Wednesday. Like, this was not Thursday. This wasn't Friday. This was Wednesday night after a strip club.
Thursday morning.
Yeah.
On an early Thursday morning. He tried to get, was this the same week? He tried to get Holt one time to rent a car and drive him to his next gig in Ohio, and then got mad at him when he wouldn't do it for like $50.
It may be that same week, but I ended up having to, he refused to ride my car because it wasn't nice enough. So I had to
him and Daniel Tosh.
So yeah.
That's my favorite story.
Daniel Tosh didn't ride in your car?
Well, he rode my car, but he wasn't fucking – he was not fucking happy about it. He was fucking shitty. He's on his phone to his manager. This is bullshit. I'm never fucking coming back to this fucking town.
I shouldn't have to be still riding a piece of shit cars.
What the fuck is this? I'm never coming back to this fucking club. Fucking Indianapolis.
Wasn't it like summertime, your AC wasn't working, and then your window would roll down?
Yeah, but his wouldn't, because it was broken, and which just fucking infuriated him, as he didn't want air conditioning. I don't want the fucking air conditioning. Roll my window down, like it didn't roll down.
Oh, he didn't want air conditioning.
Well, the best part was, I go, it won't roll down. And he kept trying it. I go, dude, it's broke. And he goes, no, man, it looks like you have your lock on your windows over there. Yeah, look, it's still letting fucking roll down. I'm not a fucking idiot. I've had this car for like 4 years. I think I would have figured out child fucking window locks. And that's what it was. It was just this button right here. It would have rolled down the whole time. Anyway, yeah, take comedian off the list.
All right, comedian off the list. But wait. Not specific.
I can't wait till this is on fucking Tosh.0.
It won't be.
Look at this fucking no name from Indiana talking shit about me.
Yeah.
And Joe Bates is hosting. I know that guy. No,
that guy's handsome. I can see you and Daniel Tosh being friends.
Yeah.
I feel like after a while, I'd be like, oh, this is beneath me. And
that's why I think you guys would be perfect for each other.
All right, guys, we're down to our final five, and this is when it comes up to you. If you're watching on VidChat, feel free to call in, or if you're on Facebook Live, suggest an occupation that you think is most overrated. We'll add it to the list to get our final six. Right now, we're at actor, pharmacist, doctor, chef, and cop. So first one to suggest, one to add to the list, we'll add it there. For now, how do you guys feel so far about our final five that we have? Any strong any things that you think
I thought
you missed?
We got rid of doctor like first.
No. Jeff was very adamant about how he hated doctors during the criteria thing.
Oh, that's right. That's
Loves
right.
surgeons, hates doctors.
That's right.
Respect a surgeon.
Yeah, respect a surgeon. Don't
general
love surgeon.
Practice doctor. I'm not. If all you can do is send me to another doctor, then you suck. Like, you, if you can't handle it yourself, then you shouldn't be in the game.
I went to, I thought I was having a heart attack constantly. So I went to, like, the doctor, and I was just having a constant heart pain. And he's like, is it just constant, like, a dull pain? I go, yeah. He goes, well, it's not a heart attack, but you should go see a doctor and a cardiologist. And I was like, cool. And he goes, call me and let me know what it was. And I was like, what am I doing? Am I doing your fucking job? What am I doing?
I gotta give you my follow-up.
It looks like I missed Peter Frederick Wallace's commercial airline pilot. My brother just recommended. I think that's actually a solid one. Commercial airline pilot. Nowadays, they just press a button and they don't do anything. So pilot... added to the list of my left hand, not my strong writing hand, but you can see my right.
It's actually,
yeah, it's way better than
that. You need to start doing that right
off. It's just right left hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way better than the other
apparently
side.
Apparently, you wore out the right side of the tip, right and right handed, so now the left side.
I don't know if that's okay, maybe. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I don't know. I'm not a physicist.
Or Pope. Pilot or Pope?
Oh, I like that for overrated.
Well, yeah.
So you would rather have Pope than Pilot? Jimmy, don't hurt yourself here.
No, we'll leave it a Pilot. Yeah. Let's leave Pilot.
Let's keep religion out of this.
Yeah, and that's what I always do on this podcast. Except next week, I'll be doing Worst Religion. No.
Perfect. Can I come back? I have some thoughts.
Well, Jeff, I don't know if you'll actually make it or cancel last second based on your earlier statement.
He's not showing up anywhere twice.
Fine. February, you're fucked.
Okay, so we had a pilot. We got our final six: pilot, pharmacist, actor, doctor, cop, and chef. Our final six, folks. Peter Frederick Wallace is not like that. We didn't take his choice of Pope. also, he said, Jeff, you clearly didn't date a chef.
I didn't say I dated a chef.
No, but actually saying you hating chef so much earlier, you clearly have never
dated. Oh, somebody is hating us right now.
That's Peter Frederick Wallace. Really upset we didn't go with Pope.
Sorry, bud.
Look at all those frowny faces.
Yeah. okay, so we're gonna go one at a time for each six. We're gonna decide whether they should be the top three. Doctor, most overrated occupation. Do you think that's a top three on the list here that we have left
of most overrated?
Yes, it seems Jeff. From everything Jeff has ever said here so far today, it seems like he would say yes, it is overrated.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
No, me. I don't know if that's in my top three.
That's not in your top three, but is it in your top three, Jeff?
Of what's left?
Yes.
Of the most overrated.
I would say yes, it's in my top three.
Okay, so right now we have kind of a disagreement. I'm going to put on the cusp. We're going to go out of time. If we see three and we agree more, we'll get there. Next one, chef, most overrated. So you seem to have some strong opinions about it earlier that you didn't bring
up. I'm going to say yeah. That's in my top three.
Have most overrated?
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with you on that.
You almost vetoed it earlier.
He didn't understand the game.
Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. No. This is not a game. This is life, guys.
Yeah. No, I think it is.
Okay, so Chef, I would agree too. I think Chef,
Are we going to circle that with your left hand so we know it's in the top three?
I'm just going to remember.
Oh, okay.
And then cross out the ones when we take them off. Like, it seems to be a cross out type game for you. A little shoots of ladders and cross outs.
I've only seen about 7 minutes of the show ever, so I'm just
guessing. Is it like the Mario Kart extravaganza where you just watched it on YouTube? We hosted a Mario Kart game, and they asked me to do it with them, and I'm like, yeah, great. And they get there, and it's like, I just watched an hour of it on YouTube to see if I could figure out what Mario Kart is.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was.
I was like, what? He's like, I don't know what's going on.
Take the gig. I needed the $37.
Okay.
I think we all made $37 that night, if I recall.
Well, I had to split it with Alex because she showed up.
Yeah, so I think because originally it was like 100, and then that got broken into three, so we all walked with $33.
Oh,
it's pretty good night.
It was like 6 hours of work.
It was immigrant wages. I'm an immigrant, so I expect to work for that. Anyway.
Okay, cop. We're on cop now. Do you think cop... Now, this is difficult.
This is going to be very controversial.
Cop is very much like asshole. It's definitely the asshole, but is it overrated? Is a cop not worth what a cop is... What we think about a cop?
So I think that all cops are doing the best they can, and I support them. So I say that's not in my top three.
Trump's America.
I love the police.
Yeah, me too. For the purposes of,
I don't think it's overrated. I don't think anyone's like, oh, that's awesome. He's a cop.
No one's ever been like, hey, I'm a police officer. They're like, whoa.
I like most people, I like a cop when I need one. And other than that, I don't want them anywhere.
Yeah. Have they ever helped you?
They helped me get into trouble with my next door neighbor when I called them to, because he was shooting a gun off in his yard. And they came to my house and made me point him out. And he saw me. And so then he knew I was the one who called the police on him. So then he got arrested and hated me once he got out of jail.
That's good. Year.
Be like, hi, neighbor. He'd be like, fuck you.
Jesus Christ. Like, well, at least you know he doesn't have a gun anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this is a touchy one.
Has a cop ever helped you, Jimmy?
No. I mean, I've never like been in a life or death situation where I needed one, but like...
They make you feel anxious.
Yeah. I've not had good experiences.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. And I'll leave it at that. And we'll take cop off the list. The cops are great, guys. You guys
are doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
It's an impossible job.
Good job.
You can't win.
No, you can't win.
What else is a bully going to do?
Unless.
That's why I tell all the bullies at night. In my junior high, I take all the bullies and say, you're going to go to war.
And
get PTSD, and then you're going to fucking be a cop.
It always seems like the bullies in school is always the shortest ones that always be the cops.
Yes.
It's like the
and I don't know how big they were, but they seemed huge when I was in high school. Two of the biggest dudes in my class who like to beat the shit out of people, they are both officers.
Yeah. Funny, you know, that's almost every scenario of.
But I kind of like, I feel like if they pulled me over, they'd be like, oh, Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, hey, how you doing?
Because I never got bullied by them then.
Well, I did, but I think they would feel bad about that now because now they pulled in some other people better. And so they're like, oh, I should have been nice to Oscar.
I'm
going to let them off.
You put in like credit for a later time.
Yeah. Like I got a beaten back in my freshman year to get me out of a DUI when I'm 52.
That's not bad. All right, we're going to continue on the list. Actor. Do you think actor is a top three most overrated job? I think the top line of it, they way overpaid.
Yeah.
Well, like main actors. I mean, most of those people, most actors don't get paid shit.
Desperate for a commercial gig just to get.
Ooh, I wish I could get a commercial with some repeat, with some residuals on that bitch.
I used to, a coworker, she, her family made like a Tide commercial. They had like fans create a Tide commercial and they like, stuck with it. They kept playing it. Her family made like 25K from that one commercial. They just made like cardboard boxes.
Like stuff. Every time I see one of those, like, Crazy 88, like, you can buy a car, no money down. This dude's like, I did it. Like, I'm like, how am I not that fucking guy? Like, every fucking J.G. Wentworth commercial where it's just some dude who's like, oh, I got fucking, they sell my annuity. Like, I can play that role in all of those.
Yeah. I just picture you in, like, a Bud Light commercial as the, like, when they go to a montage of different people, like, raising their beer, and then, like, a homeless guy just sitting there, hey, yeah. I'm in too.
I'm down. I'd take it.
I think I would take it as well.
I would gladly like be the spokesperson for like a homeless shelter. Trying to raise money.
Or you could be like those public service announcements where it shows homeless people.
Yeah. I'm sad. Down on my luck.
I will remember you.
Yeah.
I could do that. No, every time I watch commercials, I'm like, and I see like some scuzzy guy on it, I'm like, that. Who got him that role? I can play that role.
Right.
Fucking check cashing. Woohoo!
Yeah.
They fucking they cash my fourth party check. Woohoo! Here we have local dock worker Jeff Oskey.
Exactly. Selling clam chowder.
I can do it.
Okay.
He's
a New England dock worker now.
Chowder. Selling chowder. No, actor's one of those things like comedian that all you have to do is call yourself it and you're it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, there's no, you don't have to prove anything.
Yeah.
You can just be like, I'm an actor, and people are like, what have you acted in? Stuff.
At least with actor, you get, like, you can have a SAG, you get SAG accredited. You have, like, some sort of thing you can get to, or comedian, you're...
Right, eventually you can get to that, but I mean, the person, like, if you met somebody and they're like, oh, I'm a local theater actor, like, you'd be like, oh, well, I can't argue that, because I'm not going to go to local theater.
I like that you want to argue it. Like, somebody tells you a profession, like, well, I am a doctor. You're a doctor.
You have no idea how many times I've been at, like, a party, and I hate parties, but, like, I'll go because, like, one of my friends brings me. And then someone there is talking about being a comedian, and you're like, oh, really? Where are you a comedian? Oh, I play all over this town. Oh, really? Like, like what club? Oh, you know, I'm at Morty's. I'm at Crackers every weekend. I'm like, what's your
fucking name? Also, why are you bragging about I play all over Indianapolis?
Oh, and then I'm like, I've never fucking met you, man. And they'll be like, oh, no. How long have you been doing it? Oh, I've been doing it like 4 or 5 years. I'm like,
yeah.
Texting my friend, have you ever heard of this motherfucker? And I'm like, really? You're going to lie about being a fucking local comic? Like, that's what's going to try to get you pussy at this party? Like, that some girl's going to be like, oh, that's interesting. I'm going to bang him. He's got a fucking local comedy career.
Tell me a joke. You got to see me at the show.
I don't. You're going to make the janitor clean up the mess? I don't do that shit.
There's a guy I was talking to the other day. He was like, yeah, I'm trying to get back into the game. You know, I live out a couple hours away, but I'm just here. I was like, oh, cool. You're going to hit Mike's more. He goes, you know, I'm just playing like 2 or 3 a month, maybe. And I was like, oh, go fuck yourself. Like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Like,
I would say actor, I'd say it's overrated.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Top three. Yeah.
All right. So right now we have chef, actor, and doctor kind of on the cusp. We've got two more to go through. Pharmacist. Do you think that's overrated? I don't know exactly what a pharmacist does when I go there and I say, I need these painkillers. Can you please get them?
I don't think they are because I don't think they're rated that high.
Oh, I do. I think they're highly rated. And I think they shouldn't be. I think old time.
Hey, Elise.
Hi, Elise.
Hi. I just so you know, this is live.
I know.
I put both cats in your room because you allergic to cats.
Cool.
Okay.
It's a great place to put them. Sorry.
That's all right. Actually, we didn't put them up last time, and I was fine. So maybe I'm not allergic to your cats.
I'm sorry, my house is so dirty because it would be even less allergic if it were clean.
That's fine. I sneezed once.
You look like you're sick, though.
Thanks, Joe. It's where I work every day. Thank you.
Okay, Elise Whitaker, everybody, my roommate. Ah, oh, sweet. Okay, cool. Back to the
pharmacist.
Jeff's got some opinions.
I would say, like, pharmacist pre, like, 1930, probably not overrated. Like, those dudes, like, if you went in, you're like, oh, I need some fucking penicillin. Like, they had to fucking make it.
Snake oil.
Like, they had to get out a Morton pestle and fucking grind some shit and, like, you know, measure out milligrams and fucking Morton pestle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You'd have to grind that shit, yeah, and then, like,
they brought them back for themselves.
They were witches. Like, witches is what they were.
Yeah. But, like, nowadays, all that fucking, we could all go be a pharmacist. Like, oh, I need 20 of these. You go over to that thing, you press the button, 20 fall out.
Yeah.
You slap a label that was printed off the computer. Right. That motherfucker didn't write that warning. Right. Like, that's all they're doing is a fucking filling and labeling. That's all you do. Anyone can do that.
Why does it take like 45 minutes to get there when you like get given your order?
Just to fucking, so it seems like they're doing something important.
That's what I think too. I think they're completely.
If they had it to you in like 2 seconds, they'd be like, why don't we use this? Like how they should have it is like, have you ever been to those candy stores in the mall that have this huge sleeves of fucking like.
Yeah. You think drugs should be.
And you go over and like you. No, like someone oversees you, like, oh, here, you need 20 of these, and you pull the lever and it fills it up, and you go over and they put it on the little scale, and they're like, 20 Percocet, that's this much, and you pay your money and walk the fuck out.
And like, I wish they wouldn't tell me they're going to call my name over the thing when it's ready, because they never do. I always have to go back up there, like, oh, yeah, it's ready. I'm like, okay, thanks for letting me know. Like, it's been an hour.
Which witch does a better job than. Like, it could be a vending machine. You know, you put, they give you a card, you put the card in,
right.
And the vending machine
can
do all.
You don't need a person there. They're like a stewardess.
So are we saying pharmacist more overrated than doctor?
I
was almost gonna say doctor, but what we just talked about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go with it.
Okay,
we're taking doctor off the list.
Because, you know, it's not just general practice doctors. There's other doctors out there, right. Jeff.
I understand. Your LBGYNs, you got to have those.
Those are important doctors.
Sorry, I get
surgeons. Surgeons are important.
LOLBGYGYNs, you know what I mean? You know what I mean, guys? Do you guys, okay.
We're down to four people.
We're down. Oh, it's a solid four.
One of them committed suicide, and they're just hanging there.
They couldn't log out. They're just trying to swing closer and closer to the
hit
thing.
It with their toe.
Like one of those pendulums at the museum where they have like a little clock thing.
She used to love the pendulum.
What happened? What changed your love?
Well, I think it's gone. Oh, they used to have it at the Children's Museum, and I don't think it's there anymore.
No, it finally knocked them all down.
It finally accomplished its task. Uh-oh. Something happened.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Uh-oh. AIDS. Your phone's infected.
14 Africa, your device is overheating. My device is overheating. Well, guys, welcome to BitChat, still watching. My device is overheating. we still got BitChat, though, so we'll...
You'll edit this in post, right?
No, not at all. This is it. This is what it is. My device is over. I can't do anything on my phone right now because it's. I've never seen that before. It's just too hot because it was sitting on the laptop.
Yeah,
that's fair. That's a good point.
No, you can't do that.
It's really hot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I hope it's because it was the laptop. I'm sure it was.
Yeah, I mean, I've done it before. I played it off this, and then I had it here, and I was fine. So it probably was just a laptop.
I think you'd be smarter than that. You would have put it somewhere else. Seriously. I'm an engineer.
Oh, look at that. I got my fucking arm sleeve up like a fucking... like I'm on a fucking Always Sunny.
Okay, well, we still got BitChat here, so we'll continue down the list. The next one is Pilot. Is Pilot a top three worst?
I don't think so.
Most overrated occupation.
They
don't do anything anymore.
I like a pilot.
Well, you know, my son took some pilot lessons I don't know why. Like, he's fucking colorblind, so he can never legally become a pilot.
Yeah, what
so.
Do you mean, what kind of pilot? Tell the audience, well, us, I'll, to be,
your there brother. Is not, we're at 170 views on VidChat. Okay. We're doing all right on VidChat.
How old your son is?
My son just turned 10, and he started taking flying lessons at 9, and he practiced on a simulator for 4 or 5 months, and then I got to go up with him in a Cessna and his flying instructor.
Really?
About a month and a half ago.
And he flew?
Yeah. It was fucking terrifying.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that was even an option.
Yeah.
At 10.
Yeah, he took off on the runway, and we flew over Geist and then came back to Mount Comfort Airport and landed.
That's
very terrifying.
I'm going to be right back. Keep talking about pilots.
Did you know Bill Burr learned how to fly a fucking helicopter, and he just rents helicopters and sometimes just drives himself to a gig and lands.
On his helicopter?
Yeah.
Does he land, like, at the gig?
I envision him landing on the roof. Illegal.
Yeah. He just comes and lands on Crackers downtown.
Yeah.
Like right next to the heliport. On the Crackers.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. I feel like helicopter pilot would be harder than commercial airline pilot.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Like, I was very glad that it wasn't just me and my son. Like, I was very like, when we got in, they were seating him, and his instructor got in, and they go, "Do you know what seat you're in?" to my son. And he goes, "The co-pilot seat." And they're like, "No, you're in the pilot seat." And he goes, "I just want to be in the co-pilot seat." And they're like, "No, you got to be in the pilot seat."
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, "Oh, if he wants to be in the co-pilot seat, let him be in the we don't have to."
So you said he's colorblind, so he can't. So I thought that was just like a military thing that, but he could never do any
commercial or something to do with the horizon, not being able to distinguish the horizon from
you should probably know what color the horizon is.
Oh, that's all up in me.
Oh yeah.
I like that.
Way too close to my face.
Oh, that's perfect.
No,
I like that.
You like that?
I like that a lot. I like seeing Jimmy all up in it.
I don't.
Oh, perfect. This is great. This is going to be perfect.
But okay. Yeah, I respected. So his instructor gets in and he goes, "Well, I have to sit in the co-pilot seat because I've been flying. I've been instructing for so many years that I can't even fly out of the pilot seat. Like, I'm so used to doing everything from the right side of the plane instead of the left."
That's weird. That's like that's like driving a car in UK. He's just used to that whole thing.
Well, it was a lot like fucking taking driver's ed, but in a plane that could crash. Like, I'm like, like, you know, they can take over the wheel and the brake, but fucking, you may hit a pole. Like, you aren't gonna like fall out of the sky for like 3,000 feet.
Does he know that? His dream that he's working towards can never come true because he was slighted by God.
Well, it's actually his two dreams are to be a professional WWE wrestler, or
not a bad dream,
or a professional hip hop dancer.
Oh, so, okay, good.
Which he's been taking hip hop lessons for a couple years now.
So he's studying.
He's pretty good.
The flying just for the thrills of
just do it on his free time.
Well, when you hip hop,
some kids play baseball.
He likes to fly.
He jumps in the Cessna and takes it up around the city.
Awesome kid.
When you hip hop as much as this kid does, you become pretty fly.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
elbow drop. And, okay, so, by the way, Facebook Live people, I apologize. The phone overheated. I didn't know that was a thing that could happen, but apparently when you put your phone on the laptop, a lot of heat. We brought the heat. This podcast is on fire. The sun is hot. Anyways.
Who's the comic? God, Matt.
God, Matt can't be the best first name to give for a comic that we didn't
know. His name's Matt
Full Charge. They call him Full Charge.
Yeah,
Full Charge. Yeah.
Yeah. Hope your fire insurance is updated because I'm setting this.
That is funny. perfect. So we're saying Pilot not 3 overrated. Not the
top. I think I was very happy that I had a Pilot that day in the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Not overrated. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that was my first thought was, oh, what if this dude now that we're way the fuck up in the air, what if this dude now, act of God, just goes out? And now my son, my 10-year-old, is at the fucking gear.
He's
and
more qualified than you to fly the plane.
Right, right. And this dude is like 300 pounds, and we're in a Cessna. It's not like I can move his body into the back of the plane and like move the fuck up there. And even if I can, I can go right and left. Like, I got that shit down. I know you aren't supposed to hold it like that. Like, you're just... And back, that's all I know. Maybe pushing, but we're fucked. Yeah.
There was I dated a girl whose dad had a plane, and he took.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Yeah, not good for you, Joe.
Fucking,
your son takes flying lessons.
More of your life go well.
Your son does hip hop dancing flying lessons, and I'm pretty sure you'll get him in a professional wrestling clinic sooner than later. So let's talk about excess money for a second.
All right.
Anyway, I dated a girl who. Whose dad had a plane, took me on the plane. He had me on the side there. He goes, fly, let me fly a little. It was nighttime, downtown Houston, really cool little view. Then he told me to press a pedal, and I pressed the pedal, and the plane started going down, and beeps happened. And then she kind of screamed in the back, and he goes, oh, you don't want to make her scream. And then, like, took control of the plane. It was like, oh, that was a close one.
You didn't have some smart aleck comment about how you always make her scream?
No, no.
Like something you would say.
I was worried about dying.
Oh, yeah.
That took precedent above all puns, above all. I was so fearful of dying that now every time I'm on a plane, I realize that if the pilot in the front presses a pedal, I'm done. I'm done.
You're dead.
I get anxious on planes now because of that. I don't like flying that much no more. I used to love it, Jimmy. Just being in the wind.
Just flying, just jetting clouds. Around the world on the Concorde.
Different sights.
I feel awful for you.
I had a Zeppelin for a little bit, and yeah, call it the Hindenburg 2. Anyway, so we're taking a pilot off the list, folks. We're down to pharmacist, actor, and
I am chef. So on board with what we have left. Like, I totally agree with these being the most overrated.
I was surprised Jeff came pretty hot in on Doctor. And for Doctor not to make the top three at the end of the
day. Well, it's just because there's such a scale of...
Yeah, Doctor's such a...
Some of them are the most important people there are.
Well, but just because they hold the prescription pads.
Yeah.
That's the only reason that, like, if we all got one prescription pad a lifetime, like, that you could just write your own scripts, like, until your pad was out.
Yeah.
Like, I think that that should be a...
I just go straight to surgeon, and I'm like, yeah, they're pretty fucking
important. Yeah, surgeon is important, but, like, the guy who's like, hey, I've had strep throat before. I fucking know it's strep throat. Like, I shouldn't have to pay you $120 to have you write down, oh, now you can go to CVS and get the medicine you need for the shit you already knew you had because you're a grown adult.
Right. You're right, Jeff. The healthcare system is broken.
And you're going to sit and you're gonna sit in two waiting rooms.
Yeah.
The main one and then back.
Then back in the smaller one. Who's that? Is it Seinfeld that has that joke? He's like now in an even tinier waiting room.
Just keeps getting smaller and smaller. Like a rushing nesting ball.
Perfect. So now our final three, pharmacist, actor, and chef. Right away, any of those three do you guys think isn't a top two? Any outlier doesn't seem like it fits with the other two? Otherwise, we'll have to figure it out. But if something jumps out of your eye, let me know.
Well, I didn't realize that pharmacists were rated. That's my only thing. Like,
I think if someone told you they were a pharmacist, you would give them respect.
All right.
Well, so if someone's like, "Hey, I'm a pharmacist," you wouldn't be like, "Who gives a shit?" You wouldn't be like, "Oh, that's a good job."
I'd be like, "You went to school and probably make a pretty good living."
Yeah. Like, if I'm mistaking somebody and somebody's like, oh, what do they do? I'd be like, oh, they're a pharmacist. Like, that'd be like,
I would be a good, but.
But if I'm stating somebody and they were an actor, I'd be like, oh, they don't really work. What do they do? Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be ashamed to tell someone I was dating a fucking actor.
Chef is in the middle of those two.
Chef? See, like, for actual chef, and not cook, like chef and pharmacist, you got to go to school and put in some fucking work.
Yeah.
Same with like actor, but you can still go to no school, put in no work, and call yourself an actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
And make these stupid little things. Like, we're all three actors now because we recorded something. That's all.
This is actually SAG credited.
Is it? Do I have to pay dues?
Yes.
I'm a junior high school counselor right now, and I'm acting like I'm doing
I think that I'm
doing great.
We call it junior high, not middle school. Shit.
Yeah, we always call it junior high.
I always call it middle school.
I think it's an age thing. We call it junior high.
The term middle school
was still used, but mostly.
I think it was like, yeah, I'm in junior high now. Like, yeah. I'm almost in fucking high school, so watch the fuck out. Whereas middle school seems like, oh, yeah.
I'm in middle school.
Yeah. You're in the middle.
That's... Elise, middle school or junior high?
Middle school.
Boom!
Another one. How old are you, Elise?
I'm 26.
How old are you, Joe?
I'm 31 tomorrow.
Okay,
so. But also, I went to a private school, and it was called a middle school, and then, like, other area public schools called it a junior high. So that may be a factor.
I went to a public middle school, but I did go to a private high school.
I went to a private... everything.
Must be nice.
No. Oh, it was. I turned out great.
Alternative lifestyle. Going to private school. Yeah. Was it Montessori? It feels like you went to Montessori.
No, it was religious.
I'm glad you brought that up. I want to remind everybody that Jesus Christ is our one true Lord and Savior. Thank you so much for watching.
Just for the record, I don't know if you watched that inauguration shit yesterday.
No.
But separation of church and state, my ass. There was like 7 hours of prayers and Bible readings throughout the fucking day. Sorry, I'm still pissed off about it. Go on.
This is why we didn't put Pope on the list, because we didn't want to get
it. Oh, I would have fucking went off.
Oh, my brother's an asshole. My brother mentioned intermediate school.
Somebody's hating us again.
That's Peter Frederick Wallace. He watches the show every time and then gets angry.
Just
throwing shade. Peter's Shadick Wallace. And, okay, so it looks like we're still confused here on what three. So I would say actor to me is the odd one out, because I think in general some people understand that actor means what you're saying, that you're not really like that famous. Like when I told people at work my old job that I was a comedian, they're like, "What do you make, like $2,000 a year?" Like they knew it wasn't that big a deal.
And did you inform them that you didn't even come close to $2,000?
No, I was like, is $560 good?
Yeah, that's good. I don't know, but I think if we're talking about society, like I think society definitely like looks up to actors more than like pharmacists and chefs. Like,
well, chef is changing. I feel like they're starting celebrity chefs.
Yeah, so I would say pharmacist is the one that's out. Man,
and I feel like pharmacist does the least amount of any of the other three.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree.
Pharmacist, you're off the list. Surprise. I really thought it was building up to one that was going to be a surprise takeaway.
I'm having regrets now.
We can uncross, I think.
Because if we're doing the most overrated, then probably, I don't know.
Again, this isn't supposed to be easy, folks. That's why I had to get experts on this show.
I still say chef is number one.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see what's number one. But we're taking pharmacists off the list. We're down to actor and chef. We're down to the vote, folks. The vote to see what the most overrated profession is. Jeff Oskey, I'm going to ask you, what is your vote between chef and actor, most overrated profession? Feel free to talk it out. Silence is not great.
I would say that the chef's actually doing something. Like I don't know who said it, but it may have been like Doug Stanton. I don't know. Somebody was like, all acting is just lying. Like that's all you're doing. That's all you're doing is just lying to people for like a living. You just act like you're somebody you are. Like it's really not that hard.
It's really not that hard to just be fake.
I mean, again, with just like a doctor, there are levels. Like
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's a great example. That's not who I was trying to think of. Who's There Will Be Blood?
Donald Sutherland.
No.
James Wayne Gacy. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Daniel Day-Lewis is not overrated.
Right.
For what he does.
What about Martin Sheen?
Maybe.
Famous B-movie brother of Joe... Oh, about Joe Estevez. I was thinking Joe Estevez.
Well, let's take the two best of each one. Like, who's the best chef, like, in the world? Like,
see, I couldn't name a chef.
You couldn't name one chef.
No.
Emeril Lagasse. Like
Bobby Flay or Guy Ferrari.
Guy Ferrari.
That's what we should have done with most overrated chefs. Fucking Guy Fieri.
I think that one's already answered. I think that one's a clear go-to on the most... he's the Jeff Dunham of chefs.
At least, I don't know. Like, I feel like a chef is doing something.
So your vote is actor. Actor is overrated.
Most overrated would be my vote.
All right, I'm gonna go up next. I'm gonna say for what I pay for their services. If you want to get a chef that's called like a great chef and what they do, they're adding all this extra stuff, like stuff you can't really eat, or it's like it's supposed to make the design of the plate. Like, I don't understand plating. Why do you have to design a plate that looks nice? I'm going to eat the food anyways.
Right.
I don't understand that. And I enjoy some actors, you know? I'd rather a cheap chef than a cheap actor. I like going to movies. I like seeing TV. I'm gonna say most overrated chef is my vote, which means, Jimmy... you're the tie-breaking vote, and I know it's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, chef.
Okay, chef is the most overrated occupation. Yeah. Chef is
I lost, son of a bitch. Can I argue my point and change your minds?
Well, how much time do we got? We're over time. I wanted to just have a conversation about best actors and actresses. I bet we could name way more than chefs.
Yeah. Martha Obviously. Stewart. There's not like an Oscars for
Rachel
chef.
Ray.
Jeff seems to think that there are.
Emeril Lagasse. Who's the
Yeah, well, there's only like 20 famous Gordon, chefs. There's Gordon like Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. There's my cousin was just voted number one restaurant in USA Today, Reader Choice, number one restaurant in the country for 2017.
Really?
Yeah. FLX Table. It's on the Finger Lakes in New York. Last year, he was in GQ magazine for Best Sommelier.
Really?
Yeah, 2016.
Well, cheers to you.
Yeah. Cousin. Well, he doesn't talk to me no more. So
why?
We just don't talk. Mm. Not nothing any bad or hate. Just a family, you know. Mm. Cousins. I don't talk to cousins. Who talks to cousins?
Mm.
Not Jeff. Jimmy doesn't talk to anybody.
I've worked for my cousin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I see him every day.
Must be nice. but folks, that's our show. Most overrated occupation, chef. That's what wins. Again, I want to thank my guest here, Jimmy Roberson. Jimmy, thank you so much for being on the show. Do you have any Twitter upcoming shows? Any Facebook, Instagrams? You have anything going on, Jimmy?
We're doing a show somewhere tonight, right?
We'll be in Lafayette at Camel Crossing. I'll be featuring for this headliner, Jimmy Roberson. Who seems to be real excited about the show. So I can't wait for you guys to come out there and see Jimmy.
I just now thought of all my friends who are chefs and who are going to watch this. So I'm going to
That's the other thing. I've never known a chef in my life. I've known people who work at Applebee's who told me they were chefs.
I'm sorry, Trisha. I'm sure you're amazing.
But. To be fair, I honestly don't think they can see this because I think it's just on my page. It's public, but I don't think you guys weren't tagged in it. So don't worry. You guys.
Well,
are
gonna I'm gonna. I'll.
Oh, you'll share it later.
Yeah, I'll share it later.
Hell yeah, we did
I'm
it.
I'll send it to my three followers. My aunt out in my aunt out in Phoenix will comment. Like, that's great.
I'll follow your guys' Twitter. You'll follow mine. And one day all comedians will follow all comedians' Twitter.
Don't I follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Folks. Wait, don't I get to plug my gigs?
Yeah, I was going to. You're good, Jimmy?
Yeah, I mean, there's others.
Jeff, what do you got going on?
I got no gigs.
You got a Twitter at all?
I got a Twitter, and I got a Facebook, and I have a FetLife profile. So find out one of those three, and let's hang out.
Perfect. I'm Joe Bates. You're watching me on BidChat or on Facebook Live. But
thanks for having me on, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Joe. I'm sorry. Again.
Well, at least you didn't have to fucking send an email to him and go, hey, can I come and do your podcast since you never fucking asked me?
Well, Jeff, I didn't know we're that close, but
apparently we are.
Jeff, you're
can
I mean
do your fucking podcast?
Huh?
Ask me.
Elise? Well, I had a plan.
Elise hasn't been on the podcast?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no. I feel much better, Elise. Thank you.
This is my first appearance.
Okay. I've got prep work and the things.
People, get Joe up on Twitter. Let's get Elise on this show.
Hashtag follow free me. Elise.
Yeah.
Follow Jeff on at Jeff Oskey.
No, at Scene Funnier.
At Scene Funnier.
I'm at Roberson Jimmy.
It at really Roberson is at Jimmy. Scene Funnier.
No, like, at Scene Funnier. Yeah. At Scene Funnier. Check him out on Twitter.
S-E-E-N. Not S-C-E-N-E.
Yeah, as you've seen it.
Right. Oh, just, in case I've seen know funnier. How to spell scene,
I think you're going to keep spelling it. That's why I got confused and quiet there. You just did the first four letters, and then that's not how people spell things. at Roberson Jimmy, you follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22, which is too complicated. And on BidChat at Joe Bates Comedy, Instagram at Joe Bates Comedy.
Facebook. What is BidChat?
BidChat is a place where people can call in on the show and they auction to call in on the show. No one's really been doing that lately. But people have been watching, which is a good sign. No one's really been calling in. Actually, we've had a few callers and then the feed just drops. The calls haven't worked at all. So who knows what's going on with BidChat? Perfect. I think there's only three people working there right now. And thanks so much for having me on the chat. But thank you so much. Every Saturday at 1 p.m. we do a show. And thank you so much. Again, Jimmy, Jeff, very funny.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be
comedians,
back.
So. Comedians way better than I am right now. But next year, we'll see. but Jimmy and Jeff are great.
At least you aren't lacking confidence. That's the great thing about Joe Bates. Yeah, I had 1/8.
Most overrated.
Be fucking so successful.
Most overrated.
I wouldn't be.
So what am I doing? most overrated occupation. I'm not successful in the least bit. Most overrated occupation. Chef, folks. It's Chef. Thank you so much for watching. That's Ranky very much. You're welcome. Have a good night, everybody.
It was fun.
Ah, thanks. Yeah, that was good. That was a good episode.